This is Jordan Gospore with Other Side Drives, The Fourth Wall.
Hello. How are you? Good to see you. Hi, again.
So that was Dave Grohl at the Sound City, Texas premiere at South by Southwest 2013, which occurred last week. For everyone that didn't get the chance to cover it as press as I did, as well as my fellow KTSW employee who I have here right now. And you may have heard her, or at least heard her boyfriend, yelling something out to Dave Grohl. So, Monica, would you like to talk a little bit about what your boyfriend yelled out to Dave Grohl in that soundbite?
Hey guys, I'm Monica Solis, and yes, that was my boyfriend yelling out Fresh Pots to Dave Grohl. There is a video documenting Dave Grohl's obsession with coffee online, and he's always requesting a fresh pot of coffee. So speaking of high energy that coffee can bring on, which I'm sure as students we all love to indulge in, the festival itself was pretty high energy, and we'll talk a little bit more about that.
So this was my first time covering South by Southwest in general as press, but my first time attending the film festival. And I understand, Monica, that this was your first time attending the festival at all, so you had never been to the music or interactive or any other portion of South by. What were some of your expectations, and why did you decide to go this year?
Yeah, well, first time at South by Southwest, I decided to go because I've heard many a good thing, whether it's through film, music, or interactive, and I just wanted to be part of the whole festival and enjoy it as my spring break indulgence, and to be able to cover it as press is just an amazing opportunity that I couldn't pass up.
Well, I know at least covering the festival as press as opposed to being a volunteer, which I was 2 years ago, and that was my first time going to the festival. I had some pretty high expectations, mainly because as press, wanting to work red carpet, and Monica and I did get to work a couple of the South by red carpets. But really, I'll have to be honest, that my number one reason for wanting to attend the film festival this year for the first time was the Evil Dead world premiere, just a little movie called Evil Dead, if you haven't heard about it. So Monica and I had the pleasure of attending that red carpet. Yes, we may have been dissed by a few of the cast members. Dissed may be a strong word. They walked past us. But we did get to talk to quite a few of the other cast members, mainly male. What were some of your favorite moments? Because I know attending that red carpet premiere was really exciting for me, and especially because my little mini crush on the one male cast member that I probably should not say over the air. But yes, so what were some of your favorite moments at the festival?
Well, absolutely. Just like your most anticipated moment was the Evil Dead premiere, my most anticipated was absolutely the Sound City premiere with first-time director Dave Grohl, who you may also know as former drummer of Nirvana and frontman of the Foo Fighters. And his documentary talks about this studio called Sound City that many famous bands have recorded at. So I was definitely excited to see that and to be on the red carpet as press for part of that. I was also very excited to see other music documentaries, such as the one with Stevie Nicks. I was just excited to see some of the film premieres that many people won't be able to see until a few months from now. It was just an awesome time, and I was expecting an awesome time, so definitely was not disappointed.
I know a lot of my middle school and high school and even current dreams came true during this year's South by Southwest Film Festival. I was able to accidentally brush shoulders with Adam Brody, who you may know as Seth Cohen from the former Fox television series, The OC, which I watched religiously in middle school. So that was really exciting and very nerve-wracking when I realized that was him. Also, I happened to shake hands and speak with for 5 minutes Alexander Skarsgård, who is there promoting his new movie called The East. So that was really awesome. He plays Eric the Vampire on a really small television show called True Blood, which you've probably never heard of. But besides Dave Grohl, did you happen to see any other celebrities on the street or on the red carpet that you were excited about? I know I'm pretty sure that it was Michael Cera on the sidewalk that one night. And I did see another cast member of True Blood named Marshall Allman. And I saw a woman named Alexa Chung who used to do work for MTV. She had her Louis Vuitton bag. It was great. But yes, did you happen to see anyone else celebrity-wise in Austin?
Well, you know, I've heard a lot of hype about celebrities just kind of walking around and being able to bump shoulders with them. I definitely saw a few familiar faces that I was too nervous to approach and confirm, but there is a local band known as Quiet Company. They're pretty awesome, in my opinion. And they played a few shows, official shows, at South by Southwest for the music portion of the festival. However, one day, just roaming the streets, seeing what free shows I could find, all of Quiet Company were roaming the streets, and they had cardboard signs taped to their back that said, "Free hugs from Quiet Company and free music." So these guys were just literally roaming the streets, offering free hugs to people. And they had a girl with headphones that she offered to whoever passed by so they could actually get a sampling of their music for free without having to attend the show. So that was pretty awesome. Also on the red carpet, I got to meet Matthew McConaughey, a Texas native and pretty famous actor, I would say. So that was really neat. He was very down to earth. I got to brush shoulders with Edward James Olmos.
Hi, I'm Edward James Olmos, and you're listening to KTSW FM 89.9, The Other Side of Radio.
This is Jordan Gaspore.
And this is Monica Solis.
And you're listening to Other Side Drives, The Fourth Wall.